Pablo Novella auf Flux FM mit Poison. Jetzt bei mir im Studio Walter Schreifold.
What up?
How are you doing, my man?
I'm good.
Before we start talking, let's listen to an old school 93 song by the band Quicksand.
Oh, damn, they're good.
Damn, they're good. Quicksand mit Phaser auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt die großartige Band aus New York im SO 36 und erinnert dort nochmal an die 90er und eben aber auch an die beiden Klassiker der Band Slip und Manic Compression. Walter Schreifels, der Erfinder der Kapelle, ist immer noch bei mir und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Quicksand-Mitglieder, die wieder zusammengefunden haben. Wir sprechen über Walter als Workaholic mit zahllosen Bands und klären, mit welcher Kapelle man als nächstes rechnen darf. Wir untersuchen Ideen und Projekte und besprechen noch vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber welcome again, Walter.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's so nice that you're here.
As always. Yeah. Beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, you brought the sun with you.
I like to think so.
So where are you coming from, actually?
We're coming from Rock'em Ring.
Oh, wow.
Or no, we were at the Rock'em Park.
Okay.
We played both of them.
Oh, wow. And how was that?
It was super fun.
And how did the people react to the old school Quicksand power and energy from stage?
Oh, man, just fully just dancing, getting into it, and joy, pure joy.
Cool.
Basically.
Cool. Mr. Workaholic Walter.
Yeah.
If I might address you like that.
Yeah.
The list of bands that you've played in, well, it's a big list.
Uh-huh.
Including the Gorilla Biscuits, Rival Schools, Walking Concerts, Youth of Today, just to name a few. And when one's reading about those various projects, it seems as if the Quicksand band was the most dysfunctional band
of all those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The members were fighting each other. You had stress after you were on tour endlessly.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And there were interband conflicts and stuff. How's the vibe in the crew now? Because I think it must be a different thing when you tour with full-grown men instead of teenagers, right?
Yeah, I think it's a very different thing. And, you know, everyone's had a lot of time to work out their aggressions. I think we're just very intense and creative people.
Yeah.
And so at that time, we were just, you know, always involved in it and always, you know, if this part isn't, you know, four bars, then it'll be ruined.
Yeah.
And we have to fight for this very, very small, important, seemingly important thing.
Yeah.
And now it's everything's just like, come on, dude, let's have fun. Let's play.
There were hardcore fights about little details and songs and stuff?
Yeah, but I think for the good. I think in the end, it's like each thing that happened because we discussed it. Not everything was a fight. You know, some things we were just like, yeah, great. Yeah. It was that way.
If you want to make diamonds, you have to put pressure on the thing, right?
I'm going to use that.
Put the pressure on the coal,
Listen,
there's going to be a diamond one
day. Yeah. You want to make a diamond? It's going to require pressure.
Yeah.
I like that. Totally true,
right?
Yeah.
I was looking at a Quicksand press photo this morning, and it was really crazy because you guys were super young. It's like really from a different world. This photo seems as if it was from a different world. So is playing these shows something like a time travel thing to you sometimes? Well, like, do you feel the energy during a song where you're playing it and you're looking at each other and like, wow, they're not 19 anymore. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an element of that. But I think, I guess the songs feel more comfortable now, to be honest. I think back then it was more just like trying to keep up with the speed, trying to keep up with the intensity, always being up at, you know, 11.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think now, from this perspective, we have more range and it's a little, the songs feel more comfortable. And I've always loved the guys, but it's easier to just love everyone and have a good time.
Yeah.
So, in that way, it's not time travel because it was more difficult back then. But,
true, yeah.
But yeah, there's elements of that. I mean, especially when we first played like in New York and you know, you're seeing all these people that you hadn't seen in a long time and they're seeing each other.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there was kids that weren't even, you know, that were just 5 years old or something like that were at the shows.
That's cool. And an interesting thing is that you just said that the songs feel more comfortable now. So they kind of like stood the test of time, right? Because I mean, there's songs that you have written 20 years ago that you play now and you'd be like, ooh,
yeah,
maybe I got a little better over the years. But I think those Quicksand songs, when I was listening to them for preparation, I was like, yes, they're still
cool.
So super tight and still make you want to bang your head and stuff
thank
and jump
you.
Around.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's you know, I don't think there'd be an audience for it if it didn't have some, you know, sort of element of you know, that it's still good.
Mm. In the beginning of last year, I think you guys visited a studio for a short amount of time, and everybody on the internet was like, oh, there's going to be, maybe there's going to be a new Quicksand album, because it was just like for one day, it was something with the Rubber Track studio or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I guess it looked, maybe it appeared as if we were recording, but we were just rehearsing. Sorry, everyone. You know, I love an internet rumor as much as the next guy, but maybe I just got a buzzkill that one. Yeah. But, you know, we do jam out, so, you know, and if there were time, you know, I am working on lots of different things, but, and some of the other guys. But if there were time to do something, you know, I could see the possibility of that. But
because,
nothing so far.
Because you've grown to know each other again.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, and we do a lot of improv during our live sets. Mm-hmm. You know, because part of it is like when you say, can you play those songs again? Yes, I can. Of course, we all can. But it's like, can you play them as yourself now?
Yeah.
As opposed to like trying to pretend to be yourself of 20 years ago or whenever it was. Yeah. It was pretty long ago at any rate. And I think through that process, we play with each other in a different way, which is nice.
Cool. Now, before we talk a bit more and before we give away the last tickets for tonight's show, let's listen to another song. Yeah. Let's go. Let's take a further step into the now.
Yeah.
And let's listen to a song from 95, Quicksand with Thorn in My Side.
Oh, bring it.
Yeah, that's still good, Walter Schreifel's Thorn in My Side.
Yeah, thank you.
From the 95 album Manic Compression.
Hells yeah.
Yes. As we've mentioned, you're with many, 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 many bands and projects, and you've done so much in the past, and I've read an interview with you in which you said that the most important thing that you've learned from all those years is not to censor yourself. Why is that so important to you? Is that a thing that makes you look at all these different projects with an open mind and go for it?
I guess, I think not censoring yourself, I probably meant it in the sense of like, well, you end up, it's better to go with what you've got, your pure idea, and not try to, you know, think, oh, well, maybe it's too this or it's too that. If it feels right, do it.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I think in that sense. But having to do all these different projects, I see it as, you know, all part of my own experience, and I'm all creatively involved in each one. So, I mean, sometimes it does get confusing, but I do have...
I can imagine that.
At any moment, I can play an entire Gorilla Biscuit set, an entire Quicksand set, an entire, Rival School set, a solo set. At any moment, I have that all in my brain.
That's crazy.
And some other songs, too, you know, so ones that I'm working on. So, but, you know, it keeps my brain going, and I try not to censor myself because then it slows production. But, I mean, there's a lot of important things to, you know, creative process.
That's totally true. But you just mentioned that you're working on stuff right now. For which band are those songs? Are you working on a new Walter Schreifel solo album maybe as well?
It's for a solo record. Cool. And I just played some shows in New York and D.C. and Philly and Boston with my new solo band. And it went really, really, really well. I have like an album's worth of material.
Cool.
So just wanted to play it live and then
get into making an album. To an open letter to the scene?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And kind of letter to the scene?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And kind of big, heavy song. So it's a return to more of a heavy sound.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And I really think that it's a good idea to go for the solo career as well, because these are the shows that are connecting the dots between all different projects,
right?
One can go there as a Gorilla Biscuits fan and you can learn about the Rival School.
That's the point of
about
it.
About Quicksand and about Walter as a person.
It's true.
About his family.
Mm-hmm.
You can touch him maybe.
My views on things.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
I like that though. So you're going to spend the summer in Berlin, that's what I've heard.
I will, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, the end of it mostly. I think we're getting here in August.
Cool.
So I'm psyched, man.
Yeah, me too.
I miss it.
Me too.
And yeah, we're going to hang.
We're going to have to hang around, and we're going to have to pre-record some stuff with you that you can do another Orspiel show or something.
I would love that.
Yeah,
me too.
So now the time for our interview is almost over. We have to stop because the news are on, but I can give away some last tickets for tonight's show. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der kommt auf die Quicksand Show im SO36 heute Abend. 030-2000-9000. Und zum Abschluss nochmal ein Stückchen von den Beatsteaks. I have DNA on here, man. The
Beatsteaks. Yeah, let's listen to that.
On August 1st. first, the album that you've been working on with them is going to come out.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. How did that come up, actually, as a last question? Because I know you're friends with Arnim. Did he just ask you to help a little bit? Or?
I think the way it happened was Arnim said that he was... Oh, no, it was Moses was talking to Ollie, and Ollie suggested that I come in and help work with them and write some songs and get into it. And so Moses suggested Arnim, and Arnim was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know.
What a cool German-Berlin triangle. Ollie Schulz, Moses Schneider, Arnim Teutoburg-Weiss, and then Walter Schreifels.
Yeah.
The fourth corner in the triangle. I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, you know, maybe it all works out. Yeah. It was very nice, though.
Ja, und an diesem Stückchen Musik hat Walter auch ein bisschen mit rumgeschraubt, und zwar vor allen Dingen an den Texten. It was the lyrics that you kind of supervised. Und deswegen hören wir uns das Stückchen nochmal an. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück für die Quicksand Show heute Abend, und hier ist ein Lied zu hören, an dem Walter ein bisschen mitgearbeitet hat. Hier ist die großartige neue Single der Beatsteaks, die